Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. I'm TK Trinidad, the creator and host of Women's Wrestling Talk, and I'm not alone. She's the host of A Wrestling Gal. And of course, here on Women's Wrestling Talk, please welcome Ella J.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here, TK, with an awesome guest.
Very awesome. Like, I mean, the story is amazing. We'll get into it. Of course, amazing guest, like always. She is the Spice Ranger and the CCW Network Champion. Please welcome Kayla Sparks.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much, TK and Ella. I'm so happy to be here.
Of course, we are so happy to have you, especially in Pride Month. You have an amazing story and amazing journey, and she's repping the Spice Girls on brand for Kayla Sparks.
Yes. That is very true.
I love it.
And I mean, I mentioned your amazing journey. I mean, obviously last year you made your return to professional wrestling after nearly 14 years away, and you've been making some pretty big moves since your return, Kayla, winning not one, but two championships, the Immortal Championship, Wrestling Women's Championship, and of course the inaugural CCW Network title. So for you, I mean, after being away from the ring for so long, what was it like finally getting your first taste of gold after so long?
I know, it's so crazy, right? I would have never imagined in a million years, you know, coming back to wrestling after 14 year hiatus, you know, that you can totally like get in your like your head and stuff about like, am I really like, is this really for me? Like, is this like something that I, you know, chose to do when I was a teenager? But it's something that, you know, like wrestling has always been in my blood since I was like 3 years old. So for me, it's like, it's coming full circle. Like everything is just amazing. And like, it's just, I wouldn't have ever imagined in a million years that I'd win one, but two belts now. So it's just crazy, but I'm loving it.
It is. I mean, it's amazing. And like the comeback is like insane. So you started when you were 13 years old. Yeah. You know, the women's wrestling has changed in the last 5 years. So from when you started to 13 to now, like how the changes that you've seen, like what's the changes that you've seen thus far?
I mean, I'm all for it. Like women's wrestling, like you said, has come so far in the last 5 years. And when I was 13, you know, women's wrestling wasn't as respected as it is today. So it's definitely come a long way. And I'm like, it makes me so happy to like be a part of it now, that it's like flourishing. And like, I'm just so happy and proud to be like a woman in the sport, for pro wrestling. So it's definitely an exciting time to be in it.
And like I said earlier, you've been making so many cool moves. I mean, you just recently had your own first meet and greet experience at the Saratoga Comic Con. So can you tell us more about that experience and that Power Rangers skit that you did with Alpha 5 from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Oh my gosh, that was so awesome, Romy. She was amazing. And that wasn't even planned. Like, so when we got there to the table, I was like, did you guys plan this with, you know, Alpha 5, the original Alpha 5 for Power Rangers next to my table? I'm like, it was amazing. And she was awesome to me. So definitely like full circle. Like I've never had a meet and greet before. So that was exciting. And so many awesome like people came. I got to meet so many amazing people. It was definitely an experience I'll never forget. And the Power Ranger thing was awesome. I was like, I just have to do it. And she was such a good sport. Rami, her name was, and she got to hold the Immortal Championship belt. And she's like, you know what, wrestling and Power Rangers, you know, they go like hand in hand. They're kind of like, you know. So, but yeah, it was awesome experience to be a part of that.
Now, you were also on the local news there for ABC 10, CBS 6, and Spectrum News as they featured the CCW and ICW titles in the segments. So tell us what the experience was like.
That was amazing, too. Like, I to be a local, to be on the local news that I grew up watching, you know, it's just insane, like, to be a part of that. And when WWE came to Albany, you know, they asked me to do extra work, for that, which I was really excited about, and to be in my hometown, you know, in Albany, New York. And I used to go, you know, to every single show with my signs and everything when I was a kid. And like, to be a part of that was just, I can't even describe. I'm so pinching myself. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I'm so happy, like all these amazing opportunities have happened, like in less than a year, and it's been a dream come true, everything that's been happening. And yeah, when they reached out, all the news stations, that was so much fun to do, and to have the belt and everything, and tell my story and share my story with everybody. And to be outside, I was outside the arena, pointing at the sign that when WWE came, it was just amazing. And I still can't believe it all happened.
And you've had so many cool opportunities. Like we said, it's been about a year since you've been back now. And I mean, you became the inaugural CCW Network Champion, and you were also able to defend it at Women's Wrestling Army's debut event last month. So first of all, I mean, how does it feel to be part of Maria Kanellis's new brand and to help kick it off in this new women's wrestling promotion?
And that was amazing, like to be a part of that when Marie, that was my first time meeting Maria, and she's so amazing, and she's done so many amazing things for women's wrestling. And like I'm just so proud to be a part of that, and to be a part of the first show, like you said, to kick it off, and then to do, make my first CCW Network title defense there against Maserati, which I gotta give it to her. That was a great match. And yeah, that was amazing to be a part of that. And I got to wrestle, part of WWR Plus. That was a full circle moment wrestling Alicia Edwards, because her and I go way back. Like, we used to wrestle in the same wrestling promotions back in the day. I say back in the day, like I'm really old, but it's not the early 2000s, 2005. But yeah, that was awesome wrestling her too at the same event. But yeah, everyone put on a great show. I was so proud to be a part of the locker room that night. And I can't wait to see more of it. Like, it's amazing. Like you said, women's wrestling has come a long way. So definitely happy to be a part of it again.
Now, the one thing that people have noticed, and I'm sure people tell you all the time, you're smiling all the time. And
I
in previous, it's amazing. And in previous interviews, you said, part of the 14-year hiatus was due to like personal problems. You were kind of going through all that stuff. Do you think that, because for me, smiling and the energy is just infectious. So, the work that you kind of did throughout that time that you're away and now you've come back, do you think that's kind of full circle and that's attracting those opportunities? Because there are people who take hiatuses and they come back and I mean, they don't win two championships and they like, they don't have a show. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff. So, do you think that's the energy that you're putting out?
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely all about like the universe and like putting good vibe, good energies out. Like for me, like I never would have imagined like when everything, like you said, a long time has went by, 14 years, life happens. And like, back in January when, everything in my life happened, I never thought about coming back to wrestling. And this past summer, I said, what's the one thing that always made me happy? And it was always wrestling. And I said, what? It's never, never say never. It's never too late, And like, I think a lot of it is with your mindset. So like, if you go in thinking positive, like, and just always try to like, look for like, the brighter side of things, instead of like, because it's so easy like to fall into that negative, trap. And but yeah, for me, like you said, like, it's taken a long time for me to finally like, get my smile back and like actually like genuinely feel happy, like, because this is something that I've always been passionate about. And being around, the people that I used to know back in the day, meeting new people, and like you guys, and like doing these podcasts, and just like meeting new people, and just being around this environment. And it's all about like uplifting each other. Like, I'm always about like you said, like the positive vibes, the energy is infectious. So like, it's such like the world that we live in today with all the like, negative, sad things that are going on. It's always important for me to always just try and like be there for someone and be kind to everybody, So that's always been like my thing, is just always try and like see the positive side of things, because life's too short,
Yeah, and you've certainly maintained your positive, infectious energy despite everything that life has thrown through you. And you share a lot of inspirational content on your social media feeds, on Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. Is there any like quote or motto you maybe try to live by, or something that has really helped you get through some of those darker points in your life?
Oh my gosh, yeah, there's so many, right? I love that, like, that we have like social media and those things like in our pocket, where I just always like, I follow like the inspirational, accounts, like things that and podcasts I listen to that are just uplifting and that give you motivation, that are inspirational to listen to or look at, because what you feed your mind is like so important. So like, if you're looking at like negative stuff, like drama on the social media, you know, you could fall trap to it, but like, if as long as like you just like always, I'm trying to think of like off the top of my head, an inspirational quote. There's so many though, but yeah, it's definitely important to always like, you know, have that to look at every day.
And
Affirmations too.
I agree with that, because that, yeah, that's
Yeah.
it's definitely a game changer. Now, you took 14 years off, and like, there are people who take 2 years off and, they just let their body go, whatever. But you took 14 years off, and then you just got back in the ring. So in that 14, did you stay in shape? Because it's just kind of like, it's an amazing feat, but just, the body could have been like, nah, we're not doing this anymore. So what did you do over that time?
I mean, I've always been like kind of fit like my whole life, but you know, when you go through depression and stuff, like the last, I would say like the last like 2, 3 years, like I gained weight. Like we all go through it. But I lost, you know, 50 pounds before I got back to wrestling. So
Wait, you said
50 pounds,
50?
yeah. I know. Everyone's like, wait a minute. I don't believe that. But I posted a picture, what was it, recently. If you check out my Instagram, you can see like the before and after. I look like a totally different person. And I don't know if it's because of, you know, weight that I lost, but it's also like everyone's like, you look a lot happier, you know, like your smile. You know, you can definitely tell you're a lot happier now. So, but yeah, I definitely, you know, I had to go through it, you know, like life, depression, things that happen in life, you know, that we all go through. And now I'm like going to the gym and, you know, just trying to stay in shape. But it's also, you got to feed it. Like we're just talking about mental health is so much more important too. Because you got to be happy on the inside too. And not just like, you know, it's good to like feel good and look good, but you also got to like make sure you feed your mind good. So yeah.
Well, you've been certainly staying in shape too, running around to all these promotions. I mean, even just these all women's promotions, like we mentioned, WWR Plus, Women's Wrestling Army, Capital Championship Wrestling, that me and you are a part of, Mission Pro. So, I mean, as a fellow woman too, how would you maybe describe the backstage and on-screen environment in all women's environments like this?
Oh my gosh, it's total supportive. Like I love being a part, like an all women's locker room. Like it's just nice to be a part of that, and everyone's just uplifting with each other. And like whenever someone needs something, like you know, like makeup or so, you know what I mean, like or advice on a match, like it's always that that support is super important. And I'm just happy like to be a part of it. All the friends and you know connections I've made, definitely. So yeah, it's great to be a part of it, you know.
Now, we were talking about Power Rangers skit that you did at the meet and greet. It seems like you actually have those special powers because you were in two places at one time earlier this year. One was on the SmackDown Kiss Cam, and then you were also on AEW, facing Serena Deeb. So in essence, you pulled a Rick Rude. So like, how cool was that? And like, how did you know it was happening and you couldn't tell
So
anybody?
actually I so what happened was I know it's crazy, like I still can't believe that happened, like to pull that off, you know, because when you do these things, like when you're not signed, like you just say, like you give out dates and say, hey, I'm available on this date or I'm available on that date. So I knew going like forward, I WWE and AEW both were on the table, but I was just going, you know, with the expectation of I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll find out when I get there kind of thing. So you know, Wednesday was actually AEW. That was for the Rampage Dynamite and Dark Elevation taping. And normally, you know, for extra work, you know, you go on Dark Elevation and you have a match or you know that kind of thing. But it happened to be, you know, a lucky night for me that I got to, you know, have the opportunity with Serena Deeb, who I was so excited to be able to wrestle her because she was one of the inspirations for me growing up. You know, she's so talented, and she's just an amazing person. I'm happy I was able to have that match with her. So, you know, when they had me on Rampage, which was just it was so exciting to be a part of that. I'll never forget it. And I didn't know, you know, I knew that I was gonna have SmackDown on Friday in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And when I got to SmackDown, you know, you go there with the expectation, like, you don't know what's going to happen. You're just happy to be there. I was just talking to everybody, networking, and so happy to be there. And then, you know, they approached me and said, "You're gonna, you know, be on the Kiss Cam." And then I'm like, "Oh boy, this is gonna be." I was texting my trainer Chip, and I'm like, "Chip," he was like the only one that knew. I was like, I didn't want to like spill the beans and like tell it, you know, because I didn't want to ruin my opportunity. I don't know. I didn't know what was, because it's never been done before, you know, like
Right.
someone AEW and WWE on the same night, which is just crazy. And he was so happy for me and so proud. And you know, both sides, AEW and WWE, no one, you know, everyone's been really happy for me on both sides.
Nice.
So that's the amazing thing about it, is that nobody was like upset or mad that it happened. But it's just crazy how I was able to pull it off. But yeah, it's been amazing, all the opportunities, and I'm so happy, grateful to have them.
And you've been having a bunch of opportunities in WWE, including the Raw after WrestleMania, SmackDown on the Kiss Cam during the
Yeah.
24/7 title segment, which I was at, by the
I know.
way.
We were
That
there.
was so
I was
funny.
gonna say, yeah.
But how, I
Oh,
mean, overall, how have your experiences been? I mean, you were also in your hometown of Albany. I mean, you had that segment in Buffalo too as well. I mean, what has it been like for you so far? I know it, you're about to just, oh, it's going to be so good.
I know. It's been amazing. Like, it's been a dream come true to be in WWE since I was a kid. So to be there and be surrounded by, you know, people I grew up watching and, you know, idolizing and just admired so much, and everyone has been so awesome there. It's just, I never would have imagined in a million years that coming back to wrestling, that it would be this soon, you know, having all these opportunities. And, you know, I went to WrestleMania as a fan, and I was just hoping, you know, that I was in the area, that they would have an opportunity. And the Monday after WrestleMania was the Bachelorette scene, which was that was so much fun, for the 24/7 thing. You know, and then you know, the following, when I saw you at Buffalo, they called me, you know, and then that was actually for the ceremony. That was my first time in a WWE ring. So that for me was definitely a moment, to be there. And it was just a, you know, weddings never go as planned on WWE. They never do it. But it was just amazing. And then also, you know, that little moment that, you know, Dana and Tamina had that little, you know, same sex, like, you know, I know it was just like as a joke at first, but then, you know, it was cool to actually be there, be a part of it, and then be in the background, and then on TV to actually be a part of that. And then, you know, because for the LGBT, you know, Q plus community, it was cool for me to be a part of it. I couldn't help but, like, you know, when the camera was there, and I was just like pointing at my pride tattoo,
Yeah.
my pride, you know, it was just surreal to be a part of that. And I hope, you know, there's more of it that we see on WWE, you know, programming stuff. I know they kind of like teased it a little bit with, I mean, they didn't say it really was a relationship, but we all know, like, the whole Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan thing kind of, like, you know,
Yeah.
kind of tease it. But yeah, I hope to see more of it in the future, WWE. You know, now that they have the Pride Together shirt, and you got the Sonya Deville shirt on, the Pride one there. So I hope that we see more of it, you know, going forward. And I know AEW has their Pride, their shoe they have out too, which I got to kind of be a part of that. I took a picture with the shoe, but yeah, I'm happy. I'm just happy that, like, it's, you know, more of a thing now with both companies. So
Yeah, that segment was really great because it was fluid, if that makes sense. It's like, when they crossed over, it's just like, oh, okay, well, this is what we're doing. It wasn't, I guess from like the 80s or 90s where it was like, oh, this is not gonna, this is not, yeah. It was really like, okay, yeah, this can happen. So it was really a great segment itself. We are in Pride Month. And for those folks who are watching, if you check out Women's Wrestling, I have to do a quick promo. If you check out WWTalkPod.com, we have articles highlighting wrestlers every day of the month. So definitely go and check that out. And with that
I
being
saw
said, yeah,
it.
it's, I mean,
I love it.
we'll just read the articles, folks. But with that being said, all through your social media, you are an advocate for the community. What would you say to like anybody who, wants to be part of wrestling or people in the community in general?
I would say, oh my gosh, there's so many. For anyone watching, you know, at home, and you know, maybe like what I went through, I struggled, you know, coming out. I didn't come out till I was in my early 20s. And for me, you know, a lot of it had to do with being afraid to come out, you know, with my family. My parents are very homophobic, so that was hard to deal with. And but you know what? There's support out there, you know, to reach out to friends or reach out to family that will support you, because I'm just so grateful that I do have that in my life. And you know, for anyone watching that might be struggling to come out or afraid of like the repercussions or anything like that, like just know that you do have a support system and there are resources and people, you know, that care. And my thing is just, it's always important to just be yourself because life's too short, you know, and just love who you want to love and, you know, and be proud of who you are. It's definitely took me a long time to finally get there, but I'm proud, you know, to say that I'm openly, you know, lesbian, gay, and that I'm part of the community. And I just love that there's a month that, you know, that you can raise awareness and you know, have that, you know, that positive community bond with everybody and part of the, you know, LGBTQ plus community. So yeah, just anyone watching, like hang in there, like it gets better, you know what I mean? And like don't I really support, there's so many different organizations like GLAAD and like the Trevor Project. There's so many of the human rights campaign that are all for like trying to help, you know, especially the youth, you know what I mean, with the like we were just talking about like coming out and being afraid to come out. Like it's good. I definitely want to like do more of that, like try and be a, like a part of those organizations or try to help, you know, whatever way I can. But yeah, it's definitely definitely full circle for me to like finally come out. And then, you know, with wrestling, I'm just so happy like now to be out and stuff. And so if I can inspire somebody, you know, a little, you know, little girl or little boy at home that are afraid to come out, or you know, that it's okay. And like I'm happy to like wear my, you know, the pride colors on my gear now. And it's just it's awesome to be a part of it now that there's wrestlers too that, you know, that are out and support everybody. So yeah.
And you definitely create such a positive community, like on screen and on your social media, including your Instagram, which was also where another video of yours went viral with over 3 million views, Kayla, where Stephanie McMahon waved at you at the 2022 Hall of Fame, and you said she was your quote future boss. So, first of all, congratulations. That's
Oh,
awesome.
thank you.
Tell us more about that moment and why it meant so much to you.
Oh my gosh, girl. I mean, Stephanie McMahon, I mean, she's like the queen, you know, WWE. I grew up watching her, like everybody, and just like I couldn't believe it that I was standing there. And when they were setting up the seats for everybody for the Hall of Fame, I'm like, you got, I'm like, I was standing next to, you know, I make friends with everywhere I go. And the you know, the my friend that was sitting with me, I'm like, oh my God, can you believe it? Like the McMahons are sitting right in front of us, and Triple H and Shawn Michaels and, you know, everybody. So I was just like trying to take it all in. I'm like, all right, try not to fangirl too much, but like, you know, make it a little known. So like I was like, I have to do it. I'm like, I saw Stephanie and she actually recognized me first. I don't know if it was from just, you know, like being on TV with the kiss cam and everything. And like I was like, so she waved at me and then I waved at her and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get this on, you know, on my phone. So then I took my phone out. At first I was trying to get Linda, if you saw the video, Linda was smiling because she didn't really know what was going on. She's like probably trying to figure out like what is she doing with her phone, because it was loud too, you couldn't really hear. And I'm just like, you know, waving and like pointing. But Stephanie knew, and she's like, you know, you saw in the video, she was like waving, smiling. And I was like, yeah, my future boss. Like you said, you gotta manifest it, put it out there, like this is what I want to do, like this is where I want to be. And it was actually cool because like being backstage so many times at WWE, and they've actually recognized me, like the staff, like the camera crew, the production crew all saw me, like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm here as a fan, you know. Like they're like, you must really want this because we see you all the time. I'm like, yes, I do. So that was cool to like be acknowledged, you know, with like everybody at the crew and WWE. Like it's been amazing. So like, yeah, that video meant so much to me, that moment, for her to actually acknowledge me and stuff like that. So hopefully we'll see what happens, but you never know.
Well, yeah, let's speak of, you never know. Like you've been on WWE quite a few times. I mean, Stephanie McMahon recognized you. Has there been any talks or, you know, is there anything that you can let us know? Or are you going to be on a show again? Like
I
what's the
mean,
future?
right now I'm just accepting like any like I haven't been offered anything yet, of course, you know, like, but I'm just keeping positive, hoping that, you know, they see you, the more you get your name out there and the more you do like, you know, your wrestling shows and matches and things like that, hopefully they notice. And I mean, I would love the opportunity if they would offer like a tryout, or I just been putting my name out, like telling them I'm interested. Like, there's only so much you can do, so like
Right.
just always trying to like stay positive and just reaching out, but not like being super pers like persistent, but enough where they know like that you want this, and hopefully we'll see, I guess, what happens in the future, but I've definitely been in
Yes.
contact with everybody there, like, so that's important, to network and just like get your name out there and just let them know, like, hey, this has been my dream, so I'm here.
Yeah,
So
and I
we'll
mean, you
see.
have a very expansive network too and great support system. I mean, one of your great friends, Mercedes Martinez, is the Ring of Honor Women's Champion, and she's definitely one you've said who inspires you a lot. So, what are a few takeaways or things that you admire about the great Mercedes Martinez?
Oh my gosh, she's amazing. Like, just see her come, so far, and she deserves everything that's going for her. And she had a little bit in WWE, but now to see her actually in AEW as the Ring of Honor champion, like, it's amazing to see her, doing her thing, grinding. And I'm so proud of her. I'm so happy for her to be a part, the same women's locker room from back then to now. And just like, it was crazy. Like, actually, I saw her when I was at during the there was so many that I think it was that night, Serena D, when I had the match with her, and Mercedes was there, and I was like, wow, look at this, we're here at AEW together, the biggest one of the biggest wrestling promotions in the world right now, and here we are. Like, it's just awesome to see her, do her thing, and after all these years, and she's still got it, so kudos to her, and it's inspiring to see her do it, and that, age doesn't matter, and that was one of the things actually that inspired me too. Like, I was worried, I'm like, I'm gonna be in my 30s. I know people don't think I look like I'm in my 30s, but yeah, I thought that was like a thing. Like, are they gonna hire me, or are they even gonna look at me? Because like, age is like a, especially in the
Ageism is a
entertainment
thing.
industry, not just wrestling, but it's cool to see, that they don't really mind it, and that if you can get in the ring and go at it like you're, with the 20-year-olds, then all so be it, so it's cool to see.
Yeah, you're in a, like a really great spot, meaning that I just saw a tweet that Chelsea Green made about like the people she wants to go against in 2022, and then
I
you
saw that.
kind of tipped your hat in there. It's like we can do another, go again.
Another
Are there
round.
any people, is there any people that you want to like have matches with again that you've had matches, 14 years ago? And once you kind of cover that, is there any new people that you want to have matches with?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I mean, the list goes on and on, right? Like, I guess one of them, Mercedes Martinez would be one that I would love to wrestle again. I did get to have a match with her back in the day, but definitely have another round with her would be amazing, and like you said, Chelsea Green, like, she was amazing to get to wrestle her. And there's so many, like, there's so much talent out there now. Like, Kylan King is like really awesome. She would be awesome to wrestle. I do have a match coming out. They haven't announced it yet, but maybe I'll just announce it here. They had one of my bucket lists is Trish Adora next month in
Ooh.
for Memorial Championship Wrestling. So I can't wait to wrestle her, and she's excited too. So that'll be a great match. So I'm excited. I mean, oh my gosh, there's so many people that I've wrestled, but definitely would love if anyone, hey, wants to wrestle again that I wrestled back in the day, if there's anyone still. I mean, Mercedes is the one that like sticks out to me, because she's been around too, like, and Alicia Edwards, that was cool wrestling her after all these years. So yeah, definitely, there's so much talent out there that I would love to get a chance to wrestle that I haven't yet.
And out of everybody, I believe that you will. You've had such a like this year is this year and last year is just you have a good future and a good career, and I believe a lot of things are going to happen.
Thank
One of the things that is going to happen right now is rapid hot tags. So rapid hot tags is I ask you a question, you say the first thing that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
you. Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so if you could pick one Spice Girl to have dinner with, who would it be and why?
Melanie C, because she's my favorite. I mean, I love them all, but Melanie C definitely was my inspiration. Sporty Spice, you know what I mean? She's just like, I have tattoos, dedicated, like the girl power, the Northern Star from her album I Turn to You, one of my favorite songs, was the first solo song. But yeah, I would love to have an opportunity to meet her and have dinner would be fun. Oh my gosh, like anyone on the Spice Girls, but yeah, definitely Melanie C.
Okay, you smile all the time. What is the one thing that every single time it makes you smile?
Wrestling. Yeah.
Nice. A favorite show to binge watch?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Right now, Stranger Things, because I'm catching up on the last season. But my all-time favorite show, oh my gosh, there's so many. But oh man, growing up, it was actually, I Love Lucy was one of my favorite shows to watch. She was hilarious. I love Lucille Ball. But yeah, you said one, so I can't go on. But yeah.
Thanks for sticking
I
for
could
the
go
rules.
on.
Some people just like, you know
Yeah.
what? I'm just gonna give you 10
I'm
and
gonna
that's
go with.
okay. Now your house containing everything you own catches on fire. You've saved your loved ones, your pets, all that good stuff. You have one you can save one final item. What would it be?
Oh shoot. It would have to be a photo album probably, or like a yeah, definitely a photo album of some sort, or some, actually my memory box. I have a memory box, so that would be all the important things in there. So that would be it.
There it is. All right, that's the end of Rapid Hot Tags. Now you have that match with Trisha Dora coming up. Any other matches or anything other things that you want to let people know is happening for you?
Oh my gosh, so many things. CCW is coming up, and I don't know who
Breaking
I'm wrestling yet,
Points.
but to defend the network championship. So that's coming up, and yeah, Trisha Dora next month. I can't wait for that. And then who knows? Maybe they'll see me, WWE or AEW. You know what I mean? It's all up in the air. You never know. We'll
Okay.
see. But yeah, definitely just try to get, my name out there, and just like try, meet new people, and just trying to grind, hustle, do the wrestling thing.
There it is. And then where can everybody find you?
My Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter is Kayla Sparks 247. You can find me on there. Thank
There it is. Thank you so much. And before
you.
we get out of here, thank you again. Before we get out of here, folks who are watching Women's Wrestling Talk, make sure you follow us on all social media. However, where can everybody find you, Miss Ella J?
First of all, I just want to say the irony in Kayla's handle being 247. She was in the 24/7 championship wedding. So I think it was meant to be, Kayla.
It was meant to be. Yes, I fully
I think it was meant to be, but you can
Ella.
follow me on Twitter at it's Ella J.
There you go.
Not Instagram?
You can follow me on Instagram too at a wrestling gal. I don't plug my Instagram a lot, honestly. I'm not that active on IG.
I was like, wait, that was short. So I was expecting another sentence. So make sure you follow Women's Wrestling Talk on everything on social media, WW Talk Pod. Go to our website, WWTalkPod.com. We are on everything, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram,
YouTube.
YouTube, LinkedIn, we're on everything. So go and follow
Everything.
us. Go and follow us for all of that content. And for myself, you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. Thank you, Kayla, so much for joining us and
Oh, thank
sharing
you
your
so much. I
story.
love you guys were amazing. Thank you so much, Trinidad and Ella. And oh, one more fun fact I wanted to tell you. You brought up the 24/7 thing. So that stuck with me because my wrestling promotion back in the day was called 24/7 Wrestling, where I trained. So that's what it just always stuck with me. So 24/7 and the 24/7 title, it just, was meant to be. There it
There it is. A lot of things coming
is.
your way. Till next time, guys. Ciao.